Michelle. Thank you so much for meeting with Creative Magazine. And congratulations on your single coming out. Just for the moment, if you could just state your name and just kind of state the reason why you're here at Ball and Chain today.
Well, I'm here tonight because after American Idol, I haven't done any presentation. So I kind of wanted to give my fans a little taste of what it is to see me singing live. And yeah, that's pretty much why I'm here.
Okay, so can you explain to me, like, I was reading that you were from Venezuela 4 years ago. You lived in Venezuela 4 years ago and you moved to Miami, or was it somewhere else?
Yes, I moved from Venezuela to Miami. That was 4 years ago. And, well, the reason why I came, it's because my father used to work for a company that was owned by the government of Venezuela. And then when the situation started getting pretty bad, we were just like, my father couldn't work anymore, so we asked for political asylum, and thank God United States gave us
asylum. That's good, thankfully.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your journey from Venezuela to getting to American Idol Top 10 finalists.
Well, as soon as I got to United States, my level of English wasn't as much. So what I did, I started taking English classes, and then I started singing on the streets as well. I started going to like local karaoke's and singing competitions and stuff. And then I auditioned for American Idol in 2014, but I wasn't legal yet to audition. And also, I sent the video and they never called me back. So I was like, okay, whatever. They then canceled the show, and after 2 years, I finally got my green card. That made me legally, official, able to audition for American Idol, and the show came back. So I was like, okay, I think this might be my time, and it definitely was.
Nice. So explain to us, like, your whole experience doing American Idol. I know that not everyone is able to experience that, so just let us know, like, how was it for you?
Well, that's a lot to tell. I can tell you that I lived in different hotels for like 3 months with two suitcases. That was all I had during that period. But it was a beautiful experience. You know, I thought it was gonna be more like a fairy tale, but it ended up not being that way. It's actually a lot of work, a lot of commitment and responsibility and rehearsing and taking care of your voice. But I got to know so many amazing and talented people. I made amazing friends. And not only that, but I learned also about myself as an artist, as a human. It made me grow so much. And it's definitely what I was waiting to start my career, you know? I don't know why I'm talking, like, if I'm in an interview, but whatever. I just noticed.
Go ahead.
Tell me.
I was gonna say, what type of lessons did you take from American Idol to make you a better artist?
That it's very, very important to stay true to yourself and be who you are no matter what people say, even if they're gonna judge you or not. Because at the end of the day, it's how you wanna present to the world as yourself. And you wanna be an artist because you want people to relate to what you have to say in your songs. It's not only about, because there's a difference between being a singer and being an artist.
Right, okay, so let us know about your single that you have. Is it out now or is it coming out soon?
Well, my single is halfway done. It's not even done yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the best, you know, mix of compliments that, how do you say, compliment, mix of sounds?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the right mix of sounds that can define who I am. Because, you know, I grew up listening to American music, but I'm also Latina. And I want to embrace both sides.
Right.
So it's been quite a journey, I'm not going to lie. After American Idol, I found myself a little lost in the sense of how I wanted to come out. But I believe the patience is everything to find yourself. So I just got to be patient and keep on working hard and believe in God. And that's how I'm going to get there.
So what's the inspiration behind your music, like, moving forward?
My inspiration is that since I've been a hustler since I was little, I started working in middle school, I started working. And then high school, I started working as well in order to support and be able to pay for my school. Hi, Jared.
Hello.
So what I want to inspire people to follow their dreams, because I feel like living without a dream, it's just not living.
Mm-hmm.
Dream, having a dream, having a reason to leave, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it doesn't even have to be a dream, just something that you want to achieve, somebody, if you want to help somebody, if you want to travel the world, whatever.
If you have a young woman who's trying to go in the same footsteps of your journey, what was something that you would be telling her? What was something that she
would
like?
A young girl?
Yeah, a young girl.
Well, on the way, there's going to be a lot of distractions. You just got to listen to your inner self and know what you really want to achieve in life and just follow that direction and don't let yourself be distracted by some other things that are not going to take you anywhere. Like, I mean, I like to party, but partying can be one of those things, so just be careful.
Right. So, just last question, tell us about your performance here at Ball and Chain, which is a great, I mean, historic venue here in Little Havana. So, tell us about your performance that you have coming up, like, in a few hours, or like an hour or so.
Well, I feel very proud that I'm performing here. It's a very famous local place here in Miami. I'm performing for my people, and I have a really good milkshake going on. I have a lot of different sounds and styles that I'm presenting, but that's just who I am, and I don't see why an artist has to be like in a little box when it comes to
right.
music. Like, music, it's art, however you want to present it to the world.
Right.
And I just hope people can enjoy and feel that coming from me, and that's it. Just, it's all about having a great time.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for taking your time to interview with us at Creative Magazine. Wish you so much luck on your road.
Thank
and your
you.
And I'm sure we'll be following you. So thank
this
you.
This should have been a TV interview. Goddamn.